Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is March 5th, 2015, and you're listening live with author, instructor, and chef Valerie Wilson and her show, Healthy Cooking with Macro Val. Valerie always has a wonderful and informative show with many tips and recipes to change your diet, eat healthy, live well, and it tastes great. Now I give you your host, Valerie Wilson.
Hi, and welcome to Healthy Cooking with Macro Val. This is Chef Valerie Wilson, and I am coming to you today from the beautiful state of Michigan, where we are enjoying the wonderful season of winter, but spring is just around the corner. As I look out my window, we still have plenty of snow, and the temperature is quite chilly today. It's in the teens. But when it is really cold like this in the winter, it just makes us appreciate the warm summer months so much more. I am a chef, author, and counselor. I've been in the food industry for over 25 years, and I've been teaching cooking classes for 18 years now. The food that I specialize in is vegan, macrobiotic, healthy, whole food. I use all organic ingredients, and I use things that are whole, not refined processed foods. I also incorporate the energy of the food when I teach about food, because the energy of the food, of what you eat, goes inside of you, and then it becomes your energy. And thus, that is the basis of your health, is basically the energy that's running through your body. Food is energy. And when I studied macrobiotics, I learned all about the energy of food, which may seem foreign to most people because maybe they've never heard of it, but it is the basis of Oriental medicine, Qigong, Tai Chi, all those things like that incorporate not only the philosophy, but also the idea that everything is made up of energy. I teach healthy cooking classes here in the state of Michigan. Most of my classes are taught here in my house, and I'm in Westland. When you come to a cooking class here in my home, you get a personal hands-on experience. You get to learn how to create the dishes by actually making the dishes yourself. You will be chopping the vegetables. You will be, you know, helping to cook and prepare the food. And then also the benefits of coming to a MacroVal healthy cooking class. You get to eat the food we've created. You actually get a meal at the end of the cooking class. Not little dinky sample cups. You actually get a meal. And then the cooking classes are just about every Wednesday, maybe a couple Wednesdays I don't have them, but they're from 6:30 until 9 o'clock, and the fee for the cooking classes is $40. That's an incredible deal. There's three dishes in the cooking class that you will learn how to prepare for $40, and you also get the recipes. Cooking classes are a lot of fun. It's also a support mechanism, and it's also like a little community because you have other students in the class that are probably dealing with the same challenges that you are, you know. They're wanting to change their diet, they're wanting to eat healthy, but they're confused, they don't know what to do. And most of the ingredients are unusual and unique and unfamiliar to you when you first get started. So that's why it's very important to attend a cooking class. When I got started eating healthy over 20 years ago, I was already a chef. I had worked in a restaurant, I had managed a deli. I've been cooking since I was 9 years old, so I was very good in the kitchen. But even I was confused with these unique, different ingredients that I had never used before. And it was somewhat challenging to make the dishes very delicious and appealing. Now, I have spent 20 years perfecting the taste of my dishes, perfecting combining different tastes together to bring out the natural flavor of the food. Because if the food is not delicious, you're not going to eat it, right? when you come to a cooking class, and when I've given samples, sometimes I do promotional things where I give samples of my food. That is the one thing that I get the most response from, is most people take a bite and go, wow, this is delicious. Seriously, they're like, wow, I can't believe this. I can't tell you how many times I've been sampling something with tofu in it, but I don't tell the people there's tofu. I'm just like, here, try my sweet potato salad. They take a bite of it and they go, this is fantastic. This is absolutely delicious. And then I tell them there's tofu in it. They're like, no, I've had tofu before and tofu is gross. It tastes terrible. Well, no, if you know how to properly prepare it, properly season it, and you know what kind of tofu to use, it's fantastically delicious. These are all the things that you'll learn in the cooking classes. Now, this sweet potato salad that I mentioned is a recipe that's in my cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking, which is available for purchase on my website at macroval.com. This is, hands down, my signature dish. This is the dish that everybody loves. I use sweet potatoes instead of white potatoes, and I use tofu cooked in a particular way that it tastes exactly like eggs in the sweet potato salad. You cannot tell the difference. I could probably write a book just on stories of people who have learned how to make the sweet potato salad. They've bought the cookbook, they've come to the cooking class, and then they go to a family get-together, and they put it on the table. They don't tell anybody that it's healthy. They don't tell anybody that there's tofu in it. They just put it on the table because it looks just like potato salad, except for it's got the sweet potatoes. And people eat it and go, this is delicious. What is this? Who made this? Where did this come from? I mean, I get it from all, even people who go, well, I don't like sweet potatoes. And then they taste the sweet potato salad. They're like, oh, well, this is delicious. The sweet potato salad is also one of the recipes that I feature in my MacroVal Food to Go. I cook food and I deliver it to a couple stores in the area that carry my food, and the sweet potato salad is there every week. So there's a store in West Bloomfield called Jen's Gift of Love, and there's also a store in downtown Northville called Healthy Jones. Both of those places carry my food, so you could get my food and try it there. So I get to come to you the first Thursday of the month every month on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. I'd like to take this opportunity right now to thank Penny and Courtney and everybody who worked diligently to make this radio show happen. I do appreciate coming to you once a month. I really enjoy sharing my knowledge and my information, and hearing back from you is one of my favorite things. So the way my show is set up, the last 20 minutes, I do open the phone line so that people can call in and talk to me. And that phone number is 646-378-0378. And there's also the chat room that Courtney runs for me, my producer. If you don't feel like talking live on the air, you can always type something in and chat with her and ask questions. Any type of questions you might, any health challenges you might be dealing with, I could make some suggestions. Although if you are dealing with some health challenges, maybe a wonderful way to go would be set up a one-on-one consultation with me. I do consultations. My consultations are based all in food, all right? So we sit down, we go through, what are you eating for breakfast, what are you for lunch, what are you for dinner? Because so many people, unfortunately, they don't know some of the foods that they're eating are contributing to the conditions that they're dealing with. And then I can make food suggestions. Certain foods would be very, very beneficial for certain conditions that you're dealing with, because certain foods feed and nurture all the different organs in our body. So a one-on-one consultation, you can contact me on the website. There's also a page on my website that describes the consultation process and how it works. You can call me directly, 734-722-4553. In today's radio show, I'm so excited. I have recently been working with fresh turmeric root. I am so gaga crazy about this fresh turmeric root. I'm going to share it with you. And I'm going to share with you my recipe for a 2-lentil fresh turmeric root soup later on. Oh, it's so delicious. So get out your pens, get out your pencils, get ready for that. And remember that a copy of this recipe is available on my website, macrovel.com. It's also available in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine, which is a fantastic free magazine that they put together every month. It is full of inspiring and uplifting articles and also informative articles that you can learn so much from. And a lot of the authors, like myself, that write for the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide every month also have a radio show here on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. So please take a moment and check out the magazine and also check out the other radio shows that are on this network. We all need to support each other, and we're all like in the same field of healing and healing our body, our minds, our spirits, and we all support each other and nurture each other in that. Today's show, also later on, I will be sharing with you some of my upcoming cooking classes. And that was the other thing I was going to mention. This recipe for my soup is also on my Facebook page. So if you want to go to Macro Val Food, you can like the page. And every month when I come to you on the radio show, I post pictures and the recipe. So you actually have a visual step-by-step procedure on how to make whatever recipe I'm featuring that month. This month, it's my turmeric soup. So you can go there and see the pictures, and then makes it a little easier for you to make at home. Remember, the truth is observable, and when you start changing your eating habits, you will observe how wonderful you can truly, truly feel. Let's get into turmeric root. Okay, well, have you seen it? Have you been to the store? A couple of stores around my area here are starting to carry it, Zerbo's in Plymouth and Better Health in Novi. So it's a root, and it's actually in the ginger family. So if you've ever bought or seen fresh ginger root, you know what it looks like. It's got that thin brown skin around the outside of it. So turmeric looks like a kind of a smaller version of that. And the inside of it is bright, bright orange. That's what turmeric is kind of known for, is being that incredible bright orange color. And it'll stain everything, all right? So here's your cooking tip. When you buy the fresh turmeric root and you want to work with it, you're going to want to grate it. And whatever it touches is going to turn yellow. So if it touches your countertop, your countertop is yellow. If it touches your cutting board is yellow. When I grate it, my fingers are all yellow for like the next day. So I take a piece of tin foil and lay it on the countertop, and then I lay the grating. I have a flat plane grater. I put that on top of it, and then I grate the turmeric so that it falls on the foil. So then when I'm done, I just throw the foil away, because, and then I don't have to worry about staining anything. Now, to grate this fresh turmeric root, you do want to take the peel off. The peel is like biting into paper, and so for our palates, and so that it's more enjoyable in the dish, just take the peel off, and then just hold it and grate it. I have come to the point where I'm using it so much that I grate it ahead of time, and then I measure it out like one tablespoon, and I put it in like a little container in the fridge. And it seems to last a couple weeks in the fridge after it's freshly grated. Probably the healing benefits and the taste are going to be stronger if you use it freshly grated, boom, right away. And by all means, you can do that. But the quantity of food that I cook for people on a regular basis, I tend to do large batches and then put it in the refrigerator so that it's ready to go next time I use it. Fresh turmeric root. So what's it like? What's the taste? What are you going to get out of it, right? So have you had the dried turmeric root? I hope you have. Very, very delicious spice. I use the dried turmeric root to make my tofu scramble, which is my version of scrambled eggs made with tofu. Very, very delicious. And it'll give the tofu that yellow color that you're looking for to look like eggs. I would describe the flavor of the turmeric as a pungent, mildly spicy spice. It's not a hot spice like cayenne pepper is a hot spice. You put it in your mouth and you get that burn. You know you're eating cayenne. Turmeric is very, very mellow, okay? So it's going to give you a little bit of spice, but not hot spice like that. And what's interesting is it does have a predominant pungent flavor. But pungent, not as pungent as, say, onions or garlic. Again, it's a mellow flavor. I really, really love it. And it's got this incredible smell. When you grate the fresh turmeric root, and the only word that I can use to describe this is like earthy. It smells like, but it smells like a good version of earth, right? It's just so refreshing. And when it hits your nostrils, you're like, I want to taste this. You know, this really smells delicious. I have done so many things with this fresh turmeric root. I love putting it in soups. It really, really flavors the soups in an incredible way. I also very much enjoy putting it in stir fries, whether I'm stir frying my tofu to make that tofu scramble I told you about, or stir fried vegetables, and or a stir fried brown rice. I love it like that. If I'm cooking a pot of beans, fresh turmeric root tastes phenomenal with beans. It's an excellent way to incorporate it in there. Another thing that I did was a few months ago, I shared with you my crumpet recipe. And if you go to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, my past radio shows are archived. So you could pull that up and hear about the crumpets. I absolutely love these crumpets. I make them on a regular basis for myself. So one batch of crumpets, I put turmeric in it. And if you're not familiar with that, crumpets is a yeasty bread is what it is. So I basically put turmeric in the bread. That was really good. I really like that. And then here's a surprise for you. I made a hot chocolate, and I put fresh turmeric root in it. What? I know. So if you go on the internet, which I'm sure like we're all on the internet now, and you type in fresh turmeric root and you pull up whatever comes, there's all these recipes. And there's these bizarre recipes for a sweet turmeric root drink. And I thought, well, that's just crazy. How could you put a pungent spicy spice like this into a sweet drink? Now, I don't like the ones that are on the internet because they kind of go overboard using really sweet stuff like agave or something like that I don't cook with because it's just way too sweet. But mine was rice milk and some amazake, a little bit of rice syrup, some baking cocoa, heated up on the stove, and I put some fresh turmeric root in it. I was surprised. I was delightfully surprised that it actually tasted very delicious. So fresh turmeric root has many applications, so many applications. I've told you how excited I am about fresh turmeric root, but I haven't even gotten into the health benefits of it. It is unbelievable how healthy it is. But I see it's almost time for a break. So when we come back, I will give you the health benefits and I will share my recipe. But before we leave, let me tell you about this upcoming cooking class I have. On Wednesday, March 18th, I am cooking a Mexican enchilada cooking class. These Mexican cooking classes that I teach are my students' favorites, all right? So I take traditional Mexican dishes and I turn them, number one, vegan, so there's no animal products. Number two, I make them with my original red sauce. My red sauce is my version of tomato sauce. Tomatoes are very acidic, and they belong in the nightshade family of vegetables. So if you suffer from joint pains or arthritis, you should probably stay away from tomatoes. So I make a red sauce with no tomatoes in it that tastes exactly like tomato sauce. So these enchiladas feature that. Wednesday, March 18th, from 6:30 until 9 o'clock, the fee is $40. You can go to my website, macroval.com, and sign up for this cooking class. This class, I'm making Mexican tempeh enchiladas. And I'm so excited to have a big announcement here, too, since I mentioned Tempe. Next month, April, my radio show will be on Thursday, April 2nd, and I am bringing on a special guest. She is the lady who works at the Brinery in Ann Arbor, and she makes the tempeh from scratch. I'm going to bring her on the radio show. She's going to share what is tempeh and how to make it from scratch, and I'm going to share a recipe featuring their tempeh. Their tempeh is so delicious, I don't even know how to describe it. I've been eating tempeh for 20 years, but theirs, because it's fresh, it's local, out of this world, blows all the other tempehs away, and it's just so absolutely delicious. So make sure that you mark that on your calendar and listen to next month's radio show. All right, let's go on a quick break here.
Thank you, Val. You're listening to Healthy Cooking with Macro Val and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her topic for today is turmeric and recipe two-lentil fresh turmeric soup. She has been doing this for a very long time and offers many tips and recipes to eat well, live well, and help your body feel better. You can visit her website at www.macroval.com for more information, tips, and recipes that she will talk about today and in the past, and for more information about her cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking. You can also go to BodyMindSpiritGuide.com, where we post Valerie's recipe every month. So if you do not get a chance to write her tips and recipes down, you can visit her website and the BodyMindSpiritGuide.com website for that information. Valerie teaches classes, and if you are out of state, please check out her website. She does offer classes on DVD, and she also offers one-on-one sessions, and you can connect with her by phone to set up an appointment. I highly recommend you visit her Facebook page, MacroVal Foods, for even more wonderful information. You can call her at 734-722-4553 to set up a private appointment. And lastly, if you would like to call into the show today and ask a question, feel free. The number to call into the show is 646-378-0378, and that number again is 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Right before we went on break, I was telling you next month's radio show, I'm going to bring a lady from the Brinery in Ann Arbor on, who is the lady who makes their fresh tempeh. Her name is Melissa. I wanted to make sure I got her name right. And that's Thursday, April 2nd. So make sure you tune in for that. All right, let's continue our discussion about fresh turmeric root. Oh, my gosh. It is so healthy for you. The list just goes on and on and on and on and on. First of all, it's been used for over 2,500 years in India, not only as a spice, but also in therapeutic ways. So they've known about the healing properties of it for a long, long time. And that's just documented 2,500 years. I'm sure it's been used for tens of thousands of years by our ancient ancestors. It has natural antiseptic and natural antibacterial properties, which means, God, if you ever cut yourself, or you know, you could take some of the fresh turmeric root and put it right on there, kill the bacteria, and also antiseptic. It's fantastic for you. The properties of turmeric help to detoxify your liver, and also there have been some recent studies where they've been studying the turmeric root to see what kind of results they can have with Alzheimer's disease, because they have been showing that it helps to remove amyloid, A-M-Y-L-O-D, plaque, which builds up in the brain. So they have been doing a lot of recent studies about that to see if they could possibly help people with Alzheimer's disease. One of the things that it's best known for is it can help soothe an upset stomach, all right, because of its anti-inflammatory properties. So if you have, you know, problems with your stomach, there's probably some type of inflammation going on in there. And again, you could take the fresh turmeric root in the form of a soup or, you know, a drink or something like that. It also has anti-cancer properties. Helps fight off tumors and diseases in your body. It is a natural painkiller. It contains CoX-2 inhibitors, which means that any times that you suffer from pain, whether it could be, you know, arthritis pain or fibromyalgia or joint pains, muscle pains, turmeric is your go-to. And again, I already mentioned the arthritis properties, but that's really when you have something that has such strong anti-inflammatory properties, it's known for really helping people with arthritis. Because when you have arthritis, your joints are just full of inflammation, and you've got to beat that inflammation down somehow. And ginger, which turmeric and ginger are in the same family, ginger is also very, very high in the anti-inflammatory properties. Now, the difference between the fresh and the dry, when they create the dry turmeric that you see, they take the fresh root and they boil it for about 30 to 40 minutes. Then they dry it in the oven and then they grind it up. Okay, so that's a different process than when you buy the fresh turmeric root and grate it. Let's say you're following a recipe and the recipe calls for a quarter teaspoon of dried turmeric. So how much of the fresh turmeric are you going to use? Four times it. So if it calls for a quarter teaspoon, you're going to put a quarter teaspoon of dried in and or one whole teaspoon of the fresh turmeric root. That's how you change it, okay? Now, these are just some of the wonderful healing benefits of turmeric root that I came across, but there's just so many other ones that people talk about, you know, using it as not only internally for the anti-inflammatory properties, but atopically for the antibacterial properties. But today we are using it in my soup recipe. So everybody got out pen and paper. You ready to take notes on this soup recipe? Let me give you a list of ingredients first. And let me apologize in advance for anybody who has a copy of the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. When I create a recipe, I put the list of ingredients in the way that you're going to use them, so it makes it easier to follow along. And somehow in the translation, when I wrote my article this month, the list of ingredients got completely changed on you. So if you're following along in the recipe, you have to jump around on the list of ingredients a little bit. But, hey, sometimes things happen and you just deal with it. But let's start with 10 cups of water. You need 1 cup of green lentils and 1 cup of red lentils. You want a 4-inch piece of kombu. You want 1 onion that's been diced, 4 carrots that have been diced, 4 celery that have been diced, 2 cups of grated butternut squash, 2 cups of corn, 6 garlic cloves that have been minced, 3 tablespoons of the fresh turmeric root, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 3 teaspoons of sea salt, and 4 tablespoons of minced parsley. So here's how we're going to put it together. First of all, you want to put the 10 cups of water in a large soup pot. And then you're going to take that 4-inch piece of kombu and you're going to put it in the water. Now you're asking yourself, what is kombu? Right at the beginning of the show, I told you that when you first switch over and start eating healthy, you're going to come across ingredients that are unfamiliar, that you don't know how to work with, and you've never heard of before. That's why the cooking classes are so helpful, You come to the cooking class, you see what it looks like, you know how to use it, you know how to incorporate it in your food. Kombu is a sea vegetable. Sea vegetables are the most nutrient-dense food on the planet. They are actual plants that grow in the ocean. Our ancient ancestors, as long as 100,000 years ago, have been eating sea vegetables. So we maybe have never heard of them, but the human species has been eating them for a very, 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 very long time, because you can pick the sea vegetable plant from the ocean, you dry it, and then it becomes non-perishable and will last forever. That's right, I said forever, okay? Because once it's dried, it's non-perishable. Kombu in particular is the sea vegetable that helps to strengthen your intestines, helps aid in digestion. Therefore, we always cook beans with kombu. The kombu has the ability also to help break down the protein that's in the beans to make the beans more digestible for your body to assimilate, therefore eliminating gas. Now, lentils are in the bean category. They are the smallest of the beans, but we still do need to incorporate a small piece of kombu there to help aid in digestion to eliminate gas. But kombu has a lot of healing, wonderful properties too. Very high in calcium, very high in iron, contains minerals, trace minerals, a wide variety of vitamins, almost the whole spectrum of vitamins. Kombu in particular helps to dissolve, harden animal fat and flush it out of your system. Again, as I mentioned before, it strengthens your intestines. Kombu is the signature sea vegetable for your digestion and intestines. And in particular, kombu is the sea vegetable you want if you want beautiful, luscious hair, because kombu is very high in keratin, K-E-R-A-T-I-N, which is the main hair protein. By the way, since I'm speaking of kombu and beautiful hair, that reminds me of a YouTube video that I did. I also have a YouTube channel. You can go to macroval.com, my website. There's a direct link that will take you right to my YouTube channel. I have over 25 short little video clips that talk about different food, like what I'm talking about here on the radio show. And one of the videos is all about kombu. It's all about having beautiful, luscious hair, using kombu, how to cook with it, how to make kombu tea. So if you get a chance, go there and check that out. So that's probably the unfamiliar ingredient in this whole recipe that people are like, kombu, I don't know what that is. So I just told you all about it, so now you know exactly what it is. So we put the kombu into the hot water, and we bring the soup pot up to a boil. By this time, we have reconstituted the dried kombu so that it's soft and flexible. Now we remove it from the water, and we cut it up in very, very small pieces, and we put it back in the water. That way, when you cut it up in really small pieces, it's in the soup pot, you won't even see it, you won't even know it's there, and you're getting all the health benefits. Best way to use kombu. All right, and so while the water is boiling, now we're going to add the 1 cup of green lentils and the 1 cup of red lentils, and then let the water come back up to a boil. The technique for making the most delicious soup, and here it is, while adding the vegetables, wait for the water to come back up to a boil before adding the next vegetable. That seals in and locks in the individual flavor of each individual vegetable so that your end soup product is more flavorful. Your onions taste like onions. Your carrots taste like carrots. Your celery tastes like celery. If you just throw all the vegetables in there all at once, boom, you tend to have one flavor throughout the whole thing. So as the water is boiling, we're going to add the onions. I always start adding onions first because once onions cook, they become naturally sweet. So thus, we're creating this delicious sweet broth to start with. So we add the onions first, and then I'm going to add the 4 diced carrots. Again, wait for the water to come back up to a boil. And then I'm going to add the next vegetable, which would, well, we can add the garlic now because I like the garlic to cook for a while too. It permeates and adds that garlic flavor through the whole soup. So we'll add our 6 cloves of garlic. Water comes back up to a boil. Let's add the 4 celery. Wait for the water to come back up to a boil. Then we're going to add the 2 cups of grated butternut squash. Really, really great way to use winter squashes in your soup, okay? A lot of my students, when they come to class, they always complain that the winter squashes are very hard to cut, and they are. Winter squashes are a large vegetable, and it tends to be awkward on the cutting board, and you need to have a lot of strength in order to cut it. So here's your solution. Hopefully, you know, you have a food processor with a grating blade. Take that winter squash, put it in there, and just grate it up for you, and just put it in the soup. Winter squashes, such as the butternut squash that I've featured in this recipe, are naturally sweet. They have such an incredible sweetness, so by grating it and then putting in the soup, again, you are imparting another layer of sweetness into the soup. It's absolutely delicious. Okay, so now we have the lentils and all the vegetables in there, except for the corn and the parsley, which we're going to add later on because they don't take as long a time to cook. So now we have all the vegetables in there. You are going to reduce the soup pot to a simmer, which is usually a low temperature, and put a lid on it and let it simmer for 15 minutes. In this 15-minute cooking time, you are going to cook the lentils. You are going to soften the vegetables. What happens is red lentils, when they cook, lose their shape. So red lentils create a nice thick broth for a nice thick soup, and the green lentils tend to maintain their shape. So when you eat the soup, you'll see the little green lentils, and you'll have a nice thick soup from the red lentils that have dissolved. Now, after 15 minutes, we can add the fresh corn, and this is also when I add the fresh turmeric root at this point, so that the fresh turmeric root has a way to a few minutes to cook, because now I'm going to continue simmering this for another 5 minutes. Now I'm going to turn off the heat. And this is where I add my spices. I add the 2 tablespoons of olive oil, give it additional good quality fat, 3 teaspoons of sea salt, and the 4 tablespoons of minced parsley. The parsley is really a garnish to add a beautiful color to the soup, so that's why we add the parsley very, very last. We don't really have to cook the parsley in the soup. It gives a light energy to the soup and, again, adds lots of color. And then you serve the soup hot. Oh, this soup melts in your mouth. First of all, you have, number one, the first taste that's going to hit you is the underlying sweetness because you've put onions and carrots and that grated butternut squash, and you're just going to go, But then what's going to hit you in the back of your throat is that underlying note of that grated, fresh turmeric root. You're going to taste it, and it's going to give the soup this pungent yet mellow, earthy flavor, and you're going to be like, wow, what is that flavor? That tastes really good. And then you're also going to get a little bit of crunch from the corn that you threw in there last. And you also have that delicious, rich thickness from there being just a little bit of oil. You got a little bit of olive oil in there. It's a very satisfying soup. It's a very warming soup to keep you nice and warm. I think you are really going to enjoy this soup recipe. And you know what? I would love to have some feedback. If you tried this soup, drop me a line. You can go to my website, leave me a message there, you know, macroval.com. You can go to my Facebook page, Macroval Food, and leave me a comment or a message there. Let me know that you tried the soup. I'd love to hear back from you. Another cooking class that I'm teaching in the month of March is my Mideastern cooking class. This class will be on Wednesday, March 25th, again from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. The fee is $40, and you can go to my website, macroval.com, to sign up for that class. In this class, I am featuring some of my signature best Mideastern dishes. I will teach you how to make my original whipped garlic. My whipped garlic is my version of that white garlic sauce you get served at a Mideastern restaurant. And many people who have had my whipped garlic say, well, yours is better, which I totally appreciate the compliment. I think so, too. I'm going to teach you how to make quinoa tabbouleh. So I'm making the tabbouleh using quinoa instead of bulgur, which is the traditional grain that's used in tabbouleh, which means my tabbouleh is 100% gluten-free. Baked figs for dessert. Yum. But the best thing in this class, I will teach you how to make falafels from scratch. If you have only had falafels in restaurants, you have never really had falafels until you've had them from scratch. These falafels will blow your mind. They are so delicious. And also being served with that, of course, we have to make the falafel tahini sauce. All that's in the Mideastern cooking class on Wednesday, March 25th. I would love to have you attend one of my cooking classes, but if you're not in the area, maybe you're listening from another state, I do have my cooking classes available on DVD, and you can get those through my website. You can also purchase my cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking, that, remember, has that sweet potato salad recipe in it, my signature dish. It's about time for a break, and when we come back, we'll open the phone lines up and the chat room, and we can talk live. So let's go on a quick break right now.
Thank you, Val. You are listening live with Healthy Cooking with Macro Val and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her show is a wonderful opportunity each month to hear about new recipes, tips, and information about eating right, healthy, and feeling good. These tips and recipes can help change your life and help you stick to a better diet. She has given so many tips and recipes today, so I would love to direct you to her website, www.macrovale.com, for more information. You can also go to bodymindspiritguide.com, where we post her recipe every month. You can also connect to her by phone and set up a private appointment by calling her at 734-722-4553. And we also welcome anyone to visit bodymindspiritradio.com, where you can listen to all of her shows in archive, and you can actually slow them down so that you can write down all or any of the information she has said today or prior. I also want to remind you that the number to call in and join in the show or to ask a question is 646-378-0378, and that number again is 646-378-0378. I also welcome anybody and everybody who is in the chat room to ask a question, and I will relay it on the air to Val. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Today's show has been a lot of fun. I've shared with you cooking with fresh turmeric root, which I have been so excited to do lately. I've literally been trying and putting it in everything. I forgot to mention that it also tastes really good in casseroles, so you want to make sure you do that. I'm pretty excited about next month's radio show, which will be on Thursday, April 2nd. I have been introduced to the Brinery in Ann Arbor. And the lady whose name is Melissa is the lady who makes their tempeh from scratch. Their tempeh is made with organic Michigan soybeans, locally sourced, made from scratch. It's double fermented, and it is out of this world fantastic, delicious. She's going to come on the show and tell us all about how she makes tempeh, right? Because, I mean, I teach in my classes, people always say, what is tempeh, blah, 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 and I teach how to make it too. But this is a lady who, I mean, she does it with her eyes closed, so she knows a lot more information about making it from scratch than I do. So that's going to be a lot of fun next month. So mark your calendars, and hopefully you'll be able to tune in and listen. I'm going to bring Courtney on now, and hopefully we got some questions to answer. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Val. We do. We actually have a few questions in chat today. Earlier in the show, you mentioned using turmeric for hot chocolate, and one of the girls was wondering if you possibly had a recipe or had an idea of where to find a recipe for that, especially she said that she suffers from inflammation, and she's wondering if maybe by drinking it with hot chocolate it would help reduce that.
Oh, that's a great question. I do have a hot chocolate recipe in my cookbook, Perceptions and Healthy Cooking, which is available on my website. Here's the thing about hot chocolate, though. When I make my hot chocolate, there's no refined sugar in my hot chocolate. There's also is no dairy in my hot chocolate, which if she's just going to take Swiss Miss chocolate or whatever and pour it in milk and heat it up and then put turmeric in it, she's kind of canceling out the healing properties, especially if she's suffering from arthritis. Arthritis is plain and simple an incredible amount of inflammation in your system, and sugar feeds inflammation, plain and simple. Dairy products also are acidic. When you consume them, they will feed the inflammation, okay? So first and foremost, if she wants to get turmeric in her diet and she thinks the hot chocolate is a good idea, recipes in the cookbook, but I will give her a suggestion right here if she wants to make it tomorrow or something. Take your favorite kind of non-dairy milk. I like rice milk. Other people like almond milk. Pick whatever is your favorite, all right? And then put a natural sweetener in there. But it's got to be something like brown rice syrup, which will not spike your blood sugar level, and or amazake, which I have featured amazake on previous radio shows. It's another natural sweetener made from brown rice. Okay, don't use any type of intensely sweet things. And then put unsweetened baking cocoa in there. Heat it up. And you got to remember, like if you're making one cup of hot chocolate, don't put a tablespoon of fresh turmeric in there. That's way, way, way too much. I believe I put, for one cup of hot chocolate, I put a half a teaspoon of grated fresh turmeric. That's not very much, okay? So don't go overboard. If you're going to put this fresh turmeric root in some type of drink to get the medicinal properties, remember that it will create a semi-strong flavor. So just be careful not to add too much, because then you'll taste it and go, oh, this tastes terrible. I'm not going to drink this. And then you'll lose all the benefits. Another great thing for her, if she's suffering with arthritis, such as she has shared, you can go to the health food store and you can actually buy turmeric capsules, and you can actually take them as a supplement, which would help for the amount of inflammation that is flowing through someone's body who has arthritis. So I hope that helps.
Yes, she's very grateful, especially she didn't know that it came in capsules.
Oh, okay, good.
So she said that she'll definitely look for those and try those. We had a couple of other questions that came through chat today. You mentioned a little bit about milk and how it has sugar in it and so forth. And there's a lot of milk options out there now, soy, almond, rice milk. Do you think that one may be more preferable over the other? You know, there's just so many commercials out there advertising this one's better than this and so forth. We have a lady on here who is wondering what your recommendation would be.
Okay, so for non-dairy milk, first and foremost, you have to read the ingredients, because so many of them out there have sugar in them, like Silk. Silk is, they're multi-million-dollar industry, so they can put commercials on television. Oh, buy our Silk, soy milk, almond milk, whatever. It's got sugar in it, plain and simple. So first and foremost, when dealing with a non-dairy option, read the ingredients. You've got to read the ingredients. The less ingredients that's in it, the more whole the product is, okay? It also goes without saying that if you have the time to make your own non-dairy rice milk from scratch, that is the best, right? But maybe you work like I work and so forth and so on. I don't have time to make it from scratch. My number one favorite is rice milk because I like the taste of it. I like the way that it is kind of like milk. It has a natural sweetness because brown rice is naturally sweet without adding any type of sweetener to it, okay? So that's my favorite. Now, soy milk is an occasional thing. I wouldn't recommend soy milk as your number one alternative to drink every single day, okay? Because a soy milk has a tendency to be a little harder to digest, okay? I use soy milk occasionally when I want to make puddings and or frostings and or add it to a dessert because it gives it an additional richness, okay? Almond milk, I personally don't like the taste of it, but I have customers that, you know, like it, so I use it in puddings and desserts. If you like the almond milk, there's nothing wrong with it. That's another good choice. Almond milk tends to have more fat in it because almonds is a nut, so it has more fat in it naturally. And I don't think it's as sweet as the rice milk, but again, a good alternative. I mean, I was at the store the other day. I couldn't believe it. There was quinoa milk. There was all these different varieties of milk, and I'm like, wow, they're like really going gangbusters overboard with this. I don't know. I personally have tried hemp milk before, too. I did not like the taste of it, right? So I guess it's a good thing to have all those options out there because everybody has a different taste. You know what I mean? So some people think the almond milk tastes good, and if you do, then that's an option for you. But again, just read the ingredients and make sure there's no added sugar in there because we have so much sugar in our diets to begin with. If you can not have it somewhere, like not have it in your non-dairy milk option, why should it be in there? It really shouldn't be in there.
Well, she says thank you because she actually drinks a lot of Silk, so she's glad that you mentioned that it has all that sugar in there and that there's other healthy alternatives. And I can say personally, I actually was drinking Silk for a while and stopped, so I'm glad to know that it has that sugar in there. I had no clue. You know, when you go shopping in some of those areas, you just think because it's in that healthy section that it is very, very healthy for you. So thank you for letting me know that, and then also the lady who's listening in the chat room as well. She's grateful for that. We had another question that came through, and there's a woman who has a young child who's anemic. And she's trying to find different healthy ways to boost iron, and this child's a little picky about what it eats. Do you have any recommendations or maybe some easy recipes for trying to get iron in a child?
Gosh, you know, that would take up a whole show. especially because children can be so picky. You have to be a magician and start thinking of creative ways. One of which was this kombu that I was talking about before. Sea vegetables are so high in iron. If she could find a way to take kombu and cook it with the food, like let's say she's making macaroni and cheese for them, while the macaroni is cooking, put a piece of kombu in with the water. Then the macaroni is going to absorb the kombu water, which will have iron in it, and then she drains it all. The kid will never, ever know that it was cooked with kombu, but she's boosting the iron in the child. Another great way, you know, would be if the child is open to vegetables, you know, like she says, she's picky. But again, let's go with the macaroni and cheese recipe. Let's say she was making one of those. Take broccoli and chop it up really, really small. And put some in there. I know it's going to change the color. I know the macaroni and cheese is then going to be green, and who knows if the child will accept it being green. But my point is if you can chop it up really small, sometimes they'll eat it. There's another great way. Let's say you're making a dessert, a chocolate cake, okay? You can actually take in small amounts so that the flavor doesn't become overpowering, things like the broccoli, and or the kale, and put it in a food processor and mince it up really, really small, and then add it to the cake. Again, we're just talking like a quarter of a cup. Don't go overboard. But if it's minced up really small, the child's never going to know it's in there, but that's where you get your iron from. Think of green vegetables, especially your leafy greens like kale and collards, and again, you know, the broccoli, if there's any way that she could get broccoli into the child. And again, the sea vegetables. Because sea vegetables, whenever you're cooking something with water, throw the sea vegetable in there, cook it with the water, and the food's going to absorb the vitamins and minerals. And then the child will never even know that the sea vegetables have been incorporated in there. So those would be my suggestions just off the top of my head real quick, you know, to try and help the child.
She says thank you, and she was just curious, do you have healthy cooking recipes for kids?
No, I don't have, per se, a, you know, kids cookbook. I don't, unfortunately. Although all my dessert recipes, I'm sure the kids would absolutely love. I have in my cookbook what's called peanut butter and jelly treat, which is a combination of peanut butter on the bottom with some brown rice cereal in it, and then there's a layer of chocolate, and then there's a layer of jelly on top, and you put it in the refrigerator until it solidifies, and you cut it in little squares. I know kids absolutely love that. And you know what's interesting about kids? I have found, and of course there's exception to the rule, I'm not saying they all will or anything, but most kids, when put brown rice in front of them, actually really like the brown rice and eat it. You know why? Because most kids have never had it before, and or their body's like starving for a whole grain or a complex carbohydrate, and brown rice is naturally sweet. Now, I'm not saying that that's going to work with every kid, because every kid is completely different. You could have a kid that would freak out and go, I'm not eating that. But most children, when something like brown rice is put in front of them, they actually eat it and like it. You know what I mean? So.
Well, I know we're running short on time, but we had one quick question. A woman was looking for alternative healthy snacks for herself and her spouse, and she's been buying like the bags of granola in the healthy food section, but there's a lot of different brands, and they come mixed with, you know, chocolate or fruit, dried fruits and so forth. Would you recommend one brand over another? She said that it's just an easy snack, you know, a healthy snack, but there's just so many different brands, and she didn't know if maybe one would be better than another.
Well, I would love to help her, except for I don't buy granola like that because there's always added sugar in it. I make my granola from scratch. I put brown rice syrup in it and maybe a little maple syrup. So I don't have a brand name to give her. But a healthy snack alternative, and I know there is that to make your granola at home. And nuts and seeds are like one of the healthiest snacks you could do. So take some pecans and walnuts. Those are my favorite. Maybe if you like almonds, throw some almonds in there, whatever. And then granola is just rolled oats. So nuts and seeds and rolled oats, some cinnamon. And then I put brown rice syrup, so we don't have any refined sugar on there, and a little bit of water. Put it on a cookie sheet and throw it in the oven and bake it. It's that simple and that easy, you know? So I totally appreciate all these questions in the chat room. This has been so much fun because I actually got to hear feedback from people, and I really hope that I've helped some of them in a wonderful way. And please, please, please check out my recipe on my website, macrovel.com, and or the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine or their website. Make sure you tune in next month where we will be talking all about tempeh. And don't forget to sign up for my cooking classes, Mexican class on Wednesday, March 18th, and Mideastern cooking class Wednesday, March 25th. $40 is the fee. You can go to my website, macrovel.com. You can sign up for these classes, and also you can purchase my cookbook there, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking. Remember that variety is the spice of life, so keep it simple and keep it varied. I will leave you with a quote from Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. Feeling is the language of the soul. Thank you so much for listening. I am sending you all gratitude and abundance.